I consider it a great honor to even be considered to be here with you. I thank our Lord that He's been pleased to raise up a candlestick of light. This is a dark world. If Almighty God is pleased to raise up a place, you're a blessed people. I'm going to ask you to take your Bibles and turn with me to the book of Proverbs, chapter 17. Proverbs 17. I'd like to read one verse of Scripture, verse 17. Proverbs 17, 17. The Scriptures declare, a friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. A friend. I had an uncle, died years ago, down in New Orleans. And he would tell me, he said, if you come to the end of your life and you can count on one hand five people that you could really depend on, he said, you're a blessed man. It's five people that you could just, you know. He's right. I'm talking about somebody that would be sympathetic to you. A friend that would be ever near. A friend that I could call at 2 o'clock in the morning and don't mind calling. A friend that I could depend on. A friend that I could share my heart with. I mean bear my heart with. And I'm not worried about it going any farther. Somebody I wouldn't have to say, now I'd appreciate you not repeating this. Friend. Available. Protective. A friend. The root word that we get the word friend from is the word that means to associate with, and the Scriptures declare that a friend loveth at all times. Now I know we've got a lot of acquaintances. We've got some acquaintances. We've had some acquaintances. I had some buddies I used to run around with in college. Called them my friends, you know. I don't have any friends left from college. They don't have anything to do with me, and I understand it. I think back on what I call friendship, what I based it on, and I thought that was the most flighty, insignificant list of nothing that I'd ever based anything on, friends. I'm embarrassed. But I read this Scripture, and the Scripture says, a friend loveth. Anytime you see that ETH on the end of a word, it is a present, progressive, past. A friend loveth. True friendship. A according to the scriptures, never started. Not true friendship. A friend loveth at all times. Jeremiah 31:3 says this about the believer's friend. And here's the bottom line. You know this. I thank God that some of you I've known here longer than others. And I can truthfully say, and I mean this, I love you. I love you. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm not one that you can perpetually depend on. Because I'm just a frail, fallen creature in Adam. Susceptible to the very sin that dwells within me, that I hate and grieve over. And little old insignificant things that will come up and cause me to think or do things that I'll later be embarrassed about. But a friend loveth at all times. Here's what the believer's friend said. Jeremiah 31:3. The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee. True friendship. I'm talking about a friend that you can depend on.
Yeah.
I'm talking about a friend that you can call to any hour of the night. He never rests. He never sleeps.
Yeah.
His eyes ever behold his people.
Amen.
I'm talking about when you don't know if you're awake or asleep.
Yeah.
And the trials of this life weigh heavily on you. And you need a friend.
Yes, sir.
I need a friend I can talk to right now.
Yeah.
And he ever hears.
Yes, sir.
He's ever aware. A friend never started loving. I've loved you with an everlasting love. He told Jeremiah, he said, before I formed you in the belly,
yeah,
I knew you.
Amen.
I knew you.
Yeah.
A true friend. Friendship never started. Therefore, it never ends.
Amen.
If a true friend has always loved you, he'll ever love you. You know why? Because he never changes.
Exactly.
Old Brother Scott used to tell me, he'd take me off and he'd say, I got something for you. And look, I just, you hear my ears, you know. He said, when you're preparing to preach, you lay down the immutability of God. That God never changes. And you build everything you preach on that. Well, based on the fact that God never changes. I'm the Lord. I change not. Therefore, you always got a friend. You always got a friend. True friendship. True. I'm talking about friendship that shall endure.
Yes.
I'm talking about friendship based on the merit of the friend.
Yeah, exactly.
On the merit of the friend.
Yeah.
Him, Christ. I can truthfully say, in the Lord, I have hope.
Yeah.
If he's my friend, he loves me and cares for me and died for me. I've got a friend. One that'll answer to God for me. Stand before God Almighty. David had a friend. He had a temporary friend. And a man named Jonathan. He loved Jonathan. He loved him. Jonathan was his friend. Made a pact with him. Jonathan told him, he said, Lord's going to give you the kingdom. I know he is. And when the Lord gives you the kingdom, would you remember my family?
Yes, sir.
And that friend of Jonathan's was true to his word. And there was a young boy, you know the story. His nurse was carrying him trying to flee, and she dropped him and broke both his legs. He was lame on both his feet.
Yes,
perfect picture of us.
Yes, exactly.
We're lame on both our feet. We don't have any ability to walk before God.
No. Yeah.
I said, we're fallen creatures. We're sinners. We're sinners.
Sir.
I had an uncle in Louisiana. One time he sat, and I mean it wasn't more than about one or two times, sat under a faithful preacher there in the central part of Louisiana. And after a few services, he said this. He said, I'm not going back there anymore. He said, you know what he said? Called me a sinner. Called me a sinner. You know what a true sinner. One taught that he's a sinner. You know what he says? That's me right here. Yeah. That's a badge that every sinner will own. Old Brother Scott said that's a precious thing, find a sinner. There's just so few of them. But listen to this. Christ Jesus came to this world to save sinners.
Amen.
Sinners. He didn't come to save the righteous. Sinners. Jonathan died. And this is what David said. In 2 Samuel 1:26, he said, I'm distressed for thee, my brother Jonathan. Very pleasant hast thou been unto me. Thy love to me was wonderful. Passing the love of women. But listen to the heart of that man, David, talking about his friend. Thy love to me was wonderful. Jonathan was gone. He's gone. We've had some dear friends, and they passed from this world. And we talk of them and speak kindly of them. But here's what our friend said. I will never leave thee. I'll never forsake you. I'll never forsake you. But what about when I die? He ever liveth.
Amen.
He said, because I live, you're going to live.
Amen.
I need a friend that in the hour of my death will be as the one that Stephen spoke of. While he's being stoned, he said, I see the heavens open.
Yes, sir.
And I see the Son of Man standing by the throne of God. There's a friend. That's a friend. True friendship. Found in him who never changes. Oh, the merit that the Lord himself put upon friendship. This is what our Lord said. Abraham was called the friend of God. And Almighty God, who is not a respecter of persons, if I can with confidence, by the Spirit of God bearing witness to my heart, and allow me the privilege to say that Marvin Stoniker is the friend of God. I said, Lord, I am what I am by your grace. And no, there's no merit in me to say that. There's not an ounce of goodness in me. I know that. The only goodness that I possess is that which he has robed me in. The Lord Jesus himself said, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Then he looked at him, he said, you're my friends.
Amen.
You're my friends. If you do whatsoever I command you. I'm thankful. I'm thankful for natural friendship, but I need a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. I'm going to tell you something. We need a friend we depend on. I mean, with our very lives. I need a friend that God delights in. My friend, here again, I've told you, I had a lot of acquaintances. Called him my friend, but I'm going to tell you the friend that I need. I need the friend that Almighty God can say, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. And you hear him. That's the friend I need right there. That's the friend. I want you to turn to Proverbs 8. I want to just read a few verses about the believer's friend. Proverbs 8, verse 22. Proverbs 8:22, the Lord. And anytime you know this, I know Brother Walter's taught you this. Anytime you see the word in the Old Testament, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, that's Jehovah. Father, Son, Spirit, the triune God, the Lord. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. I read these scriptures. I quote these and read these often there in Katy. And it always amazes me to read them. I mean, they're so far above our understanding. But we read these and we say, this is our Lord speaking. Before he was made flesh, he's always been. In the beginning was the Word.
Yes, sir.
Well, let me tell you what the Word has to say. He said, the Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water, before the mountains were settled, before the hills was I brought forth. While as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the field. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set the compass upon the face of the depth. When he established the clouds above. When he strengthened the fountains of the deep. When he gave to the sea his decree that the waters should not pass his commandment. When he appointed the foundations of the earth. Then I was by him as one brought up with him, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in the habitable part of his earth. And my delights were with the sons of men.
Amen.
He had some friends.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And in the beginning, the Word who was with God, he was made flesh.
Amen.
Came into this world. I need a friend.
Yes, sir.
That Almighty God will hide me in. Moses said, Lord, show me your glory.
Yeah.
He said, I'm going to cause all my goodness to pass before you.
Yes, sir.
And he put him in the cleft of the rock. A friend that God himself will put me in. And old Brother Scott used to say, and where God put him, he kept him. Right there. Amen. Wherever God puts you, he said, that's where he kept you. I need a friend that Almighty God will place me in my friend, and deal with me totally in my friend.
Yeah.
Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 to 6 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love.
Amen.
Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the Beloved.
Yeah.
Now let me tell you what he just said. From before the foundation of the world,
yes,
Almighty God chose a people,
yes, sir,
based totally upon his good pleasure to choose them.
That's it. That's right. That's it.
Every lump of clay was made out of the same lump.
Amen.
Read Romans 9.
That's
the
it.
Potter has the right,
yes,
to make one vessel unto honor,
yeah,
and another vessel unto,
that's
dishonor.
Right. Amen.
He got the right to do that.
That's right.
And where he put his elect, based totally on his good pleasure,
yeah,
had people say, well, look down and saw who would choose him. And, oh, my friend, you'll never back that up.
That's exactly right.
He put his people in Christ and never looked to them again, Paul.
Yeah.
He looked to the Savior.
Amen.
He looked to the surety.
Yeah.
Now that's the friend we need. I need the friend that Almighty God is pleased with and will deal with, and the friend that will deal with God for me.
Amen.
Will answer for me. I need a friend that covers my faults. Oh, I need a friend that'll say, when somebody comes up and says, now listen, I don't know if you know this, but I don't know if it's true or not, but I've heard some things about Marvin. I need a friend that'll say, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. I know Marvin, he's my friend, and I'm not saying he's I know he's got his believe me, Marvin will admit that. He's my friend, I don't want to hear it.
Amen. There you go.
I don't want to hear it.
Amen.
Let me tell you, let me give you a scriptural Exodus 13. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the house,
yes,
where you are.
Yes.
And when I see the blood,
yes,
I'm going to pass over you.
Amen.
And the plague shall not be upon you when I smite the land of Egypt.
Amen.
I need a friend that covers my faults.
Sir.
I need a friend that will never charge me with my guilt.
Exactly. Yeah.
Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute,
yes,
iniquity.
Amen.
It's there.
Amen.
It's there. But it was charged to him.
Amen. Exactly.
He was made sin. He redeemed his people. Only his people. I lay down my life. John 10:15. I lay down my life for the sheep.
Amen.
If he's paid my debt, he paid my guilt. He put away my sin. Put away the penalty of my sin. Honored the law of God. The law was honored. Justice was satisfied.
Amen.
And he said, when I see the blood, I'm going to pass over you.
Amen.
No charge.
Exactly.
There's therefore now no condemnation to them that be in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. I need a friend. Totally. Totally. That will deal with God in Himself and not look to me. Well, what's the grounds or the foundation of justice before God for me to look to my friend and to say, trusting my friend, looking to my friend, hoping in my friend, having no other confidence in it, not in myself, but no other confidence in it. What is the ground? What did my friend have to do for God to not look upon me in wrath? What did my friend have to do? Well, the last half of that verse, Proverbs 17:17, says, and a brother is born for adversity.
Amen.
Truly, here's the wonderful. The Word was made flesh. That one that was ever before the Father, whoever rejoices. The Word was made flesh. God's friendship toward me, His love toward me, was based upon God being satisfied.
Amen.
The Scripture sets forth Revelation 13:8, the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world.
Amen.
He ever saw that Lamb slain.
Yes. Yes, sir.
He ever saw that blood shed.
Yes.
In time, He did come into this world and shed His blood and put away the guilt of His people. But the Father ever saw it. That's why He said, I've loved you with an everlasting love.
Amen.
It was the Father that first trusted in Christ. He trusted in Christ first. That friendship that was eternally established by Almighty God according to His perfect and precious will, He evidenced what He eternally saw. I'm your friend. My friend, the one who everlastingly loved me and saw me in the fall. He saw me fall in time. He saw me die spiritually in Adam's rebellion. And He saw me manifest that love, rebellion daily.
Yes.
I was a child of wrath. God Almighty, who never changes. God who never changes. If He has everlastingly loved His people, He's always loved them.
Yes, sir.
And they've never been, we were not appointed unto wrath.
Exactly.
But when it says we were children of wrath, even as others, you know what that means? That means that we were wrathful to Him.
Exactly.
That's
it.
We had an attitude of wrath before Him.
Yes,
Almighty God saw me while I was yet in my rebellion and wrath and hateful. With this attitude, I'm not going to have that man rule over me.
Exactly.
I'm not going to have him rule over
Amen.
Me. I will not bow. Oh, in the day of His power, you will. In the day of His power, you will. Thy people shall be willing in the day of His power. When the time of love, He walked by, He said, I saw you polluted in your own blood. I saw you polluted in that Adamic blood, defiled by sin, and you were loathsome in yourself.
Exactly.
That one who everlastingly loved me and saw me He said, when I passed by, and I said, live. He that said live in power and grace gave a new heart. I'll give you a new heart, new spirit. I'm going to take that old stony heart, you know, take away. You know that old stony heart that ruled? It don't rule anymore. When he said I will take away the stony heart, I looked that up, Brother Walter. I'm going to behead it. I'm going to behead it.
Yeah.
I came out of the house here about 6-8 months ago. We got this creek runs in front of us. And walking across the bridge, I was going to go up and go get the mail. And I mean, I walked across that bridge right there, and turned, started going up the hill. And I'm telling you, Paul, there was a big old black snake about that long laying there. And I said, here. I said, his head's cut off. His head was cut off. I mean, he got my attention, but I tell you. But his head was gone. He's crushed. Sin shall not have the dominion over you. It's there.
Yeah.
Paul said, O wretched man that I am,
amen,
who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I'll tell you who will.
Amen.
My brother,
yes,
who is my friend.
Yes. Yes, sir.
That one that was born for adversity. The Word Himself that was made flesh. Brother, that is, means the kinsman, kindred, one like. He who is eternal, sent by the Father in the likeness of sinful flesh.
Yeah.
He knew no sin.
Yeah.
And for sin came into this world that He might condemn sin in the flesh for His people.
Yes.
Child was born, a son was given. He, as the Son of Man, lived before God Almighty as the representative of His people. Their federal head of the bride, the elect, the ones that God's eternally loved, and He established righteousness for them. We live by the faith of the Son of God.
Amen.
The faith of Christ.
Yes.
His, that is the righteousness in which we're robed.
Yes. Yes.
He died being made sin.
Yes.
I'll tell you, that's that's way over our head, but I'll tell you what he was made. He was made sin. He was made sin. Made sin. And God the Father forsook Him.
Yes. Yes, sir.
That He would never forsake me.
Amen.
He
Amen.
Forsook Him.
Yes.
And He honored God's law. He honored it. The soul that sinneth where sin was found on Him. And He knew no sin. He was perfect. Where sin was found, justice must be satisfied.
Yes.
Justice had to be done. And He died in the stead of His people. Shed His precious blood and satisfied the law, satisfied justice. He has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, and He finished the work of redemption. And now, in closing, let me ask you this. Based on the merit of our friend, on the merit of our brother, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect?
Amen.
It's God that justifieth.
Amen. Amen.
God that justifies.
Amen.
Before I finish this, let me tell you this. I'll finish this verse right here. I've told the folks there that Katie, before I left Franklin, Tennessee, there was an incident that happened. There was a bank robbery that happened in Brentwood. David, you may remember this. I don't know. Bank robbery in a little town just north of Franklin, between Franklin and Nashville. And had police there, and they had a gun battle that was going on. Had bank robbers, they had them held up there, and they were firing and everything, and a female police officer drove up in her patrol car, and she didn't know where one of the bad guys was. And he was real close to her, and he saw her, and he jumped out from behind his cover and was running, and he was going to just assassinate her right there in her squad car. And when he came out from behind that cover, they just cut him to pieces, just killed him right there. And I was listening to the radio broadcast, and it said that a judge had looked at the evidence of the shooting. Those police officers shot him. They shot him. They took guns and they shot him and they killed him. They shot him and they killed him. And this is what the judge said concerning that shooting. No charge. The shooting was justified, it said. It was justified. You know what that means? That means that the law looks at it and it says no guilt. Not guilty. That there wasn't any breaking of the law.
Exactly.
Who shall lay any charge to God's elect? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It's God that justified. God justified them.
Amen.
Who is he that condemneth? It's Christ that died, rather that is risen again, who is ever at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. A friend loveth at all times. There will never be a time, never, 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 never. A friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. Lord, bless these words to our heart and give us a fresh view of our friend, for Christ's sake. Amen.